hate him for a much more personal reason. Is that's because Donald Trump stole from the British people and David Cameron, our prime minister, the title of most offensive politician. And you might think, why is that a good thing? You know, it's because we people from the UK really enjoy our banter and just being offensive in general. So big thing for us. A few months ago, I'm sure I don't know if you heard about this, but David Cameron was found out that he fucked a pig's head. And no, that's not a euphemism for blowjob from where I'm from. That's literally what happened. He fucked a severed pig's head, as the Daily Mail put it. I was pretty happy. We had a pretty offensive dude up in government, you know, making some good banter. And to be honest, it made Clinton look like, you know, child's play what he did, because he managed to fuck a pig's head, get more popular in our country, and didn't even have to resign. I mean, it's incredible. But a few weeks later, Donald Trump announced his presidency for the president of the United States of America. And that really, really pissed me off. Because I knew that the first time I saw him on TV with his Make America Great Again hat, David Cameron had lost his title. This guy, every single time he's on TV, managed to be more offensive than David Cameron. I mean, at this point, I'm more impressed than anything. It's like, how do you do this? How do we decide that not we have a rich bastard that fucks pigs, but you manage to get a guy who's super racist and does reality TV? Like, he's not even qualified for the job. at least our guy, you know, went to a good university and knows how to run the shit. This guy, who knows? But my theory behind this, and I say this because I'm American, I can say this now because you can't be angry for me because I'm American, even though I've never lived here, is that we need to be great. We need to be the best at everything. And somebody was really pissed that David Cameron did that in the Republican Party. I was like, this is not okay, guys. We need to be better. We need to have a guy that looks like an orangutan with just the hair on the top. Because that's going to beat David Cameron. And they were right. There's no competition. What can you do? But it goes even further than that. Because I recently read, we do read from where I'm from. Even though it's Scotland, it's pretty dark place. Night at 3:30 in the afternoon. Good reason to get drink in the morning, early in the day. So I was reading, and it came up that Mark Cuban would be open to the idea of being vice president for Donald Trump. And at that point, you're just making a TV show, like a reality TV show. I mean, that's the most American thing you can do, and I find it amazing. It would be called The Trump House, and the script's already written. It's two TV star billionaires trying to run the USA, but they can't even run their own sports teams. It's incredible. It would run for 8 seasons, and I think we would all watch the shit out of that. Thank you very much. You guys have been awesome.
Yay! Stephen Montfort is a genius at comedy. His first time, and he did it 4 minutes straight. It was exactly 4 minutes on the button, on the nose. Nice work. He has a sense of timing. Your next comedian is, he has great, he put out a video today because he puts them out every Friday. They're very, very funny. Go watch them. Watch them right now. It's Ashton Tate.
What's up, guys? How you doing? Cool. Recently ran into a girl that I haven't seen since high school. She's doing great. She's still pregnant. I think the most inspiring, okay, here we go. I think when you live in a trailer, I did a little bit, and the most inspiring gift your dad can get you for your birthday is a bounce house. It's a good gift. I like going to the mall. No, I don't really. How's that coffee? Doing good?
Delicious.
Cool. Let's plug the coffee. Chefs like it when you eat all their food. You guys know that? You guys probably knew that. I did that thing where I finished my food and I waved my napkin, you know, like that. I was like, woo! And the chef was like really, I looked over and the chef was smiling at me from the kitchen. And I couldn't tell if it was like because he thought the food I ate was really good or just the fact that he was Vietnamese. We got, come on, guys, Vietnam War, never over. Yeah, waving the, yeah, so. Yeah, never, yep, there we go. Just like Vietnam, you can't quit. You got to keep explaining the joke, and that's how it goes. But yeah, I, restaurants, I'll just keep talking about restaurants. I look forward to, like, dating when you're older, being really old and going on a date. I mean, like, really old. No one here is that old, so I'm not talking about you. Not talking about you. I just like the, I like the idea of being, like, so old that if you're on a first date and you're saying nothing, people are like, wow, they must have been together for a long time. Be a lot of pressure off me. Because the older you get, the less you have to say to one another. I think that's pretty cool. And, okay, I read that McDonald's, they make it so your seats are really uncomfortable in the restaurant. They don't want people to sit there and eat for a long time. Well, guess who now eats in the bathroom? So, take that, corporate America, you can't win. One thing I respect about serial killers is the fact that they're able to find roommates who don't use the fridge. No box dinners, no nothing. These guys are great. Stayed at a motel, and the room I was staying in was supposedly haunted. People thought the room I was staying in was haunted because a man hung himself there the week before. But it's like, why would you believe in a ghost if he doesn't believe in himself? I'm not sure. But I think... my friends talk about camping sometimes. It's pretty cool. I like to chime in on the old camping thing. Any other Best Buy campers here? Anyone here like to camp for Best Buy stuff? It's pretty cool. It's like just the idea of camping at Best Buy is pretty cool to me because, you know, you stay outdoors just to get something so you don't have to go outdoors again. It's pretty cool. That's my camping bit. All right. Well, I saw this... comedians, they like to write their jokes on their hand. I saw this comic, he wrote the word fat on his hand, and you think you could just look at your hand. That doesn't seem like... All right, guys, my name's Ashton. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Ashton Tate. Go watch his videos online. Your last comedian of the happy hour will make you super happy because he looks like he's going to sell you a car. Put your hands together. It's Zach O'Wiseman.
I must go back to the army.
I don't look like a car salesman. I look like I own puppets. Huge difference. Okay, I'm gonna make you happy now. Here we go. All right, here we go. Okay, here we go. Right, here we go. Fuck. My friend was having trouble sleeping the other night, and I was like, you know what you should do? You should lay on the floor and puke. Because everyone else I've seen laying on the floor and puking goes to bed real quick. Right out, man. Like a light. I think Donald Trump was black, he'd be like the coolest person in America. Nobody would have any problems with him at all. He's like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a giant tower and put my name on the side. He would be like, fuck yeah, dude. It's great. Good for you, man. That's all I got for that. Ah, fuck. All right. Here we go. I'm going to make you happy. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Make you real happy. Nope, I don't think so. Nope. I don't know if I am. Don't know. Well, I really got to make it at this comedy thing, guys. Really got to pull that off. Because I've lived myself into a corner. I've made a bunch of decisions, and now I have no options. But I think I will. I'll probably be like the Larry Cable guy of comedy. You know, it'll be like Larry the Cable Guy. Well, instead of Larry, it'll be Zach, obviously. And say that instead of cable guy, it'll be found dead. Huh? Suicide jokes. You guys don't know how fucking rough it is to get.
And to try to ban fracking.
We all know that brunch is damn delicious, but honestly, is there a time of day when cinnamon rolls and omelets and slices of French toast aren't what you want in your mouth?
No.
I think people just like feeling classy about being drunk before 1 p.m., and in that spirit, we give our guests their choice of bottomless Bellinis, Bloody Marys, mimosas, screwdrivers for the duration of our show.
Or just orange juice.
My name is Dom Jelen.
I'm Tess Berry.
It's Sunday, it's 10 a.m., and this is the Lazy Brunch Hour.
Darling, you sent me, I know you sent me. Darling, you sent me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Whoa.
Nice. Thank you.
Forgot to turn my phone on silent.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Lazy Brunch Hour. Mm. I don't know why I turned into the vampire from Dracula. Mm. Or from Sesame Street. Not Dracula, Sesame Street. The far less intimidating.
Oh, that vampire from Dracula. Like, there are more vampires in Dracula.
Oh, God. Like, yeah, you're right. Definitely meant Sesame Street. The Count. Count
the
Von Count.
Count. Yeah.
How many vampires in Dracula? Von.
Yeah. You got there. You counted there. That was it.
There we go. We were on the same page. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Yeah.
Tell you what, people are loving the mom episode. I think we should invite your mom back sometime. Or not.
No, I mean, my mom's hard to read. For years I thought she ate the crispy bacon at breakfast because she was just sacrificing herself for us and eating the bacon that no one else wanted. Turns out she actually liked it. And I was like, Mom, I made you out to be more a savior than you were. I mentioned it to her and she was like, I'll do what you want. And I was like, Ma, no, I don't want you to do it if you don't want to do it. I want you to tell me if you actually want to. And she's like, I'll do whatever. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But then she's like agreeable and she's like, I'll do whatever. I'll do it if you want to do it. And then she goes, as long as it's not, you know, like hack.
Thanks, Ma.
She's like, you know, the mom thing's a bit done.
Nice.
All right.
No, that's. You know what? The indecisive thing is tricky because, like, yesterday I was going out with someone and they were like, where do you want to go?
Uh-oh.
And a part of me wanted to be like, wherever you want to go. And,
uh-uh.
Then out loud I was like, no, I guess I got to pull my weight here.
Yeah.
And then I pulled out and she thought that was really funny. And I was like, no, really, because it's like on some level you do want to be agreeable, but like. You don't want to be there for 10, 15 minutes being like, I don't know. What do you, no, you hang
what
up.
Do you want to do?
No,
what you do you want to do? Like, what do you want to do?
Fuck that.
Just start naming places and saying yes or no.
Yeah.
Has your mom listened to the episode?
Yeah, she thought it was really funny, which is great. And she was like, you guys are doing great things. And I was like, oh, thanks. I mean, we're really just shooting the shit, but I appreciate it. She was very sweet.
Did she listen to every episode?
I don't think so. She's listened to like a handful. She doesn't listen to every single one. I think between her and my friend Sabrina, we have one listener per episode at least. But she loved hanging out with you and talking to you. She thought you were great. Which is not, you know. But anyway, so she listens, Sabrina listens, and other people listen.
No one I know listens.
Really?
Nobody I know. My best friend from home got mad at me because she didn't know I was doing a podcast. And I was like, it's because you haven't called me in 3 weeks. Except I've been doing it for like 6 months.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's like, what? She was mad.
Has she listened to any of them? Did she like them?
Probably not. This was like 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah, that's not a lot of time.
So, yeah, she'd only do it at work.
You know what's cool is that we're approaching, we're like binge listenable now.
Because
This is our 17th episode.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, if you think about it, certain shows on Netflix, like, I would say most shows on Netflix have, like, 22 episodes. Right?
If you're a regular season's, like, 22 show, episodes.
Yeah, if you're on a fancy show, like, BBC, like, on Orphan Black or Game of Thrones.
I fucking love Orphan Black.
Ah, it's the best! I'm 2 episodes behind. We will get
to
this.
Wait, no, I'm, like, a season behind, but okay.
It's the fucking best.
I think I'm on the season finale of season 2. But I haven't watched it in like months.
Have you encountered Project Caster?
Yeah. Oh, what?
Oh.
What?
You encountered Project Lita, but not Caster. So you have to watch season 3.
Yeah.
Dude, that show is the best.
They do a really good mix of action and lighthearted humor and drama.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a fun fact that I feel like everybody who watches the show knows at this point, but I have to say it out loud. The actress, Tatiana Maslany, she's mm-hmm. from a town in Canada called Regina.
There was this girl in my high school. Okay, I should start out this way. There was this substitute teacher.
Air quotes around substitute teacher for those who can't.
Oh no, that was just my hand moving up and down.
Okay, sorry.
I
no
just only 2 fingers moved. It's like when I mean to blink but I wink. This substitute teacher. Do you want to play a song?
Yeah, actually, sorry guys to interrupt, but I'm getting a weird call and we will be right back, all right? We'll talk to you guys in just a minute.
Mambo Guajiro. con su loma y su talle.
Hello, welcome back. Sorry about that. I know that was super weird. Whatever. Okay, just to fill people in. Last night was the shooting at the nightclub in Orlando. It was this gay bar. I was telling Tess we have like four gay nightclubs in Orlando, and it was Southern Nights, which got renamed to Revolution, so we just called it Rev. Brink, and P House, and Pulse. And the shooting was at Pulse yesterday.
P House.
Well, it's called Parliament House, and
oh, that's a way better name than P House.
It's called Parliament House. We shortened it to P House. Everybody makes fun of how gross it is, but it's actually really fun. But Pulse was another one of them. So yeah, right. There were four. Pulse got shot up yesterday. It was like 50 dead, 53 injured at this point. I lived in Orlando for about 6 years.
Right.
And my friend Jess lived there for about 10 years, I think. And she recently moved back to Miami, but she is driving up to Orlando right now, just to kind of help out. There are a lot of volunteer efforts, at the moment in terms of vigils and counseling setups and stuff like that. So she's going to lend a hand. And that's what that call was. She was kind of giving me an update. One of our friends who we went to school with is a bartender at Rev. Mm. And so, but every once in a while, like, I don't know, like I said, there are only those four bars, and sometimes people kind of go between the four, and you know. So even if she was at Rev and she wasn't working yesterday, she wasn't working yesterday, so there's a decent chance she would have gone to Pulse, and
right.
So she's kind of shaken up because it's like, you know, it could have just as easily been Rev,
right,
or P House or wherever, you know. And I'm not saying like thank God it was Pulse, you know, but it's a relief to see people that I know checking in on Facebook and using that feature that is
right.
Really sadly necessary.
Yeah. It is a good feature.
Yeah.
When it's working.
Yeah, when it doesn't have you in did it have you in Bahrain at one point?
Yeah, I think it was in something like that. Yeah. I forget what it was. I think it was an earthquake.
Okay.
But it happened to a lot of people in the States.
Yeah.
There were at least a couple other people in San Francisco I know who were like, yeah, Facebook was like, are you safe? And I was like, yes. yes.
Yes, we're good. We are good. So just an update for everybody else. They have declared a state of emergency for the city of Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might extend to Orange County. I don't think it extends to the rest of the state, but they're calling it a terrorist attack. And they're investigating to see, like you said, if it's like a lone dude or if it was a whole group or
self-radicalized guy.
So sorry to bring the mood down, but yeah, I had to take the call. So
yeah, I put on a song and I realized as it went on, it was very repetitive and really sounded like hold music. Really,
please hold. No worries.
Which felt fitting.
Maybe we just won't put that one on the Spotify playlist.
It's still a good song.
What song was it?
I don't know.
It was
that great, you guys.
But anyway, what were we talking about before? It was real, real exciting. It's okay. We could talk about our Saturdays because you finally did your Mike Tyson TED Talk.
Yep.
Which killed the mood.
It was honestly the like grad school thesis that I've been wanting to do for years. I would only go to grad school if I could do a thesis on Mike Tyson.
Okay, but you started breaking something down for me earlier, and I was kind of like on the fence about it. So you did yours on like Mike Tyson being a representation of the American dream and all its faults. And then another comedian did his on baseball being a representation of America.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't athletic and it was super slow. Or of American politics?
I said it's politics.
Okay.
His presentation was just baseball and America. And I've said for a long time that, because a lot of people strongly dislike baseball.
Yeah.
Because they don't think it's a sport. It's not fast or competitive or exciting.
Or exciting at all.
I disagree. When you can't judge it by the rules of other sports. Especially if you're someone that likes football. Because fuck you. Because football is not exciting.
Love football.
Oh.
I would put baseball closer to the golf side of the spectrum. Kind of like these question marks, like, why is golf a sport?
But golf is solitary. Golf, I mean, I get why they're all sports, because sports don't need to be fast. Golf is very interesting. Golf is kind of athletic. It has to do with muscle memory. It's just more fine-tuned movements.
Hmm.
IMO.
IMO?
In my opinion.
Oh.
Like, it's still a sport. It's just more in, like, your ligaments than, you know, massive, big, bulky muscles or lung capacity or something.
Fair.
But baseball is politics. Like, it's just something that happens all day long. And your whole day revolves around it. And technically you did something that day, but you didn't have to do anything. I loved it growing up. I loved playing it. I loved sitting and watching it because you don't have to talk if you don't want, like, because you're technically doing something. You can just sit there and stare. And you don't have to cheer a lot. You don't have to stand up a lot. You don't have to get excited or pay attention. It's just happening. And then you just sit there and shoot the shit all day because it's so boring that you end up talking about anything.
Really selling it right now.
You end up talking about whatever. Like, I loved it growing up because it just meant, you know, Saturday afternoon, the game was on the TV. We'd have Ron Santo. We'd put on the radio so we could listen to Ron Santo instead of the stupid WGN.
Sorry,
announcers.
Is Ron Santo a baseball announcer?
Yeah, he's an old Cubs player, and it was like listening to your grandpa watch, because he's supposed to be announcing. He's the color commentator, so he's not doing the play-by-play. But you know, someone would strike out, and he'd be like, "God damn it!" God. Like someone would like miss a catch, and be like, "Ah, come on!" And then, you know, the grill would be going and you just sit there and like eat potato salad and nothing.
Sounds like all of this could be done over an exciting football game.
Why? Football's so gross.
I don't know.
All day to fucking talk and the game isn't even happening.
Sounds like you're talking about baseball.
And it stops and starts so much.
Well, because you have four downs.
I know. Football is not exciting. It's not.
Baseball is not exciting.
I know. But at least it doesn't claim to be.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, I think football is really exciting. And in fact, so our church schedule used to revolve around the Dolphins kickoff time. So if the game started at 1 p.m. Eastern time, then we'd have to go to 10:30 Mass. But if it started at 4, then we could go to 12:30 Mass and sleep in.
Mm.
And that was kind of... And our Sunday was, you know, church and then fire up the grill, like you said.
Right.
We had a grill on the back, or sometimes my mom would cook. And then we would just sit and chill and shoot the shit. And we had a cousin who lived in Fort Lauderdale who would come down every Sunday.
How far is that?
It's about an hour north of us.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. So on Sunday, he would come, and then, like, he and my dad would do their little, like, thing, and then maybe they'd go work on the cars during halftime and come back inside, and, yeah.
Talk about America. My cousin loved the Dolphins because they were dolphins. That's how much we liked football. I liked the Packers, or I liked the Bears because my dad was a Packers fan.
Dick move. I like it.
I know. I'm a contrarian.
Da Bears.
I lived to piss off my dad, and that was the best I could do.
Sounds like you failed pretty hard.
I know. I make them so proud. It's obnoxious.
Yeah. Well, at one point, my dad was, he was like, fixing people's cars for work, so then he would just like, that's when he would do it. It was mostly during halftime, or if the game was a runaway train, then he'd go out and fix these people's cars.
Yeah.
He also did window tinting, which is not a thing as much people do here.
Yeah. Anyways. I don't, what
it's okay. Window tinting is like, so you have your window,
right? I know. Yeah.
And then you put like a darker screen on it.
Aren't most cars come with window tinting already? I think now.
Oh, maybe now.
I think that's how that works.
Probably.
I think they're all tinted now.
Well, before you used to have to pay somebody to do it, and my dad was the one who you'd be like, "Hey, I want my windows tinted," and he'd be like,
"They'd call him up on a rotary phone,
probably.
Like they'd call him up on a landline,
send a telegraph,
right?"
Yeah.
Need my windows tinted. Stop. Got a car here. Stop. Come on by after the football game. Stop.
Yeah, and you know what's really funny is when. So one year my dad got a job working at a garage. And so my friend was like, "Oh, what does your dad do?" And I was like, "Oh, he's a mechanic." And then he corrected me and he's like, "I'm a technician." And I was like, "Oh."
Mm.
Even when I was 8, I was like, "I don't know. Those kind of sound like the same."
Semantics. You say tomato, I say tomato.
Yeah. So, you know, it's fine. He was a mechanic. May he rest in peace.
You're a mechanic. You were a mechanic. I was talking to my grandpa on the phone, and my baby cousin was over at his house. She's 2. And she was looking at a picture from my parents' wedding of my mom and her brothers and sisters and her parents. And she points to my grandpa in the picture, and she goes, "That's not you. You never had black hair. That's not you." And he told me this, and I was like, "Well, get used to it. That's not you anymore. That was never you. It's the way of the world now.
You never had black hair.
She's always right. That's how this goes now.
Here we go.
You were a mechanic.
It's not you.
It's not you."
He was very touchy about it.
I love how just calm, and she's like, "That's not you."
Just the sage, all-knowing oracle.
Yeah. I'm not even there, and she's already acting like me.
Way to go, Tess.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have long-distance influence there.
Yeah. She's pretty darn cute.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that your show went well and that.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Nope, that's a broad statement. No one claimed that. Don't generalize.
Okay.
I haven't watched it. I haven't watched either of the TED Talks I've done.
By the way, if anybody is in San Francisco listening to this, is it the second Saturday of each month? Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. It's a really good show.
Oh, my God. Second Saturday of each month, they get the comics and audience members drunk. They do a TED Talk. It's called Waste TED Talks, or what did you call it?
Was TED Talks?
And it starts at...
And I was Ted.
Was Ted. Tess was Ted.
I was Ted.
Oh, yeah, you said you weren't going to get was Ted.
I wasn't was Ted. I did pound beers working on it at home just so it would get done. And then got there and had a beer. And then there was like a talky dude in the audience who kept yelling, take a shot, take a shot, like over and over.
We'll just call him Chad. He sounds like his name would be shat. Fucking Chad.
So I took a sip and he was like, that was a sip. And I was like, it's like,
fucking
I'm,
Chad.
I'm well aware of that fact. Actually, I might be more familiar with it than you are since it originated with me and I made that decision consciously myself.
Yep.
Thank you for informing me, though.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. That exactly, as a Chad, it is
that
my
exactly
duty.
What I just did. Thank you for telling me. Because I, like, blacked out for a second and just didn't realize my own actions. I can't believe I did that. I thought I took a shot. I just, you know.
I'm just going to name all hecklers Chads now.
Why Chad? Chad sounds like a...
douche.
Like a inline skates guy.
I was thinking Chad sounds like a frat guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds
like
a bro, you know? And also Florida does well with hanging Chads.
Oh, right.
Which is just a mistake. Hanging Chads are always a mistake. Is a mistake.
I made a hanging Chad. Chad's always a mistake. I made a hanging Chad joke at work, and no one got it. And they're all older than me. And I was like, I couldn't even legally vote at the time, and I know what a hanging Chad is.
I was 10 when I first learned of hanging Chads.
Chad. Yeah. I'm just going to call all hecklers Chad now.
I bet that's my... stupid old neighbor's name.
Your nemesis?
He is my nemesis.
Okay, so Tez has a nemesis, and apparently he was at the bar yesterday.
He's a baby-faced white man.
Tell him about the shirt. Tell him about the shirt.
He had on a white button-up. Okay, he's at Piano Fight all the time.
Right.
I've seen him there the past 2 times I've gone. And this is, like, his bar. And he, like... knows the bartenders, and this is his hangout because he likes to listen to jazz.
And in that
his,
voice.
Drink his fancy drinks. And be a stupid face. And so he's at the bar, and he had on like a white button up that was buttoned down like past the nipple.
And he was ripped, right?
I hate this man. I hate him so much.
Well,
so yeah.
There you go.
I should make an on the nose sex playlist.
Wait, that's gonna come out of left
although
field
on
for
the
people.
Nose sounds really odd.
people don't know what you're talking about.
On the nose sex. I hate this man, and he lived. His room was underneath my room. He lived in the floor below.
Right.
And I think his girlfriend must have been... they must have been long distance. Because it would be, like, all the time. But, like, all the time when it happened, they'd be having sex. But it wasn't, like, every night. It would be, like, every couple months. So they must have been long distance. But she sounded like a squeaky toy. Like, go get some. I hate your guts, but, like, get some. Totally.
Go you.
But,
go you.
You know, just, like, sound like a normal person while you're doing it.
How are you not into squeaky toys, Tess?
It's just so repetitive. And you can't tune it out.
So you made them a playlist?
Yeah, so whenever they were having sex, I would start blasting... like really on the nose sex songs, like sex bomb, you're a sex bomb, like tacky sex music, just to kill the mood, and it didn't work. But
oh my god,
I had a good time. At least now I'm enjoying myself too, you know.
Vengeance! Do you think he noticed? Do you think he considers
no, not
you
at all.
His nemesis?
Oh, yeah, he knows I hate him. Because he'd have parties and treated it like a frat house. He'd play Led Zeppelin music. He'd play Led Zeppelin full albums at parties on subwoofers.
He sounds like a Chad too.
What the fuck, dude? Like, that's so lame. We are not in seventh grade passing around judgment.
I like it.
Doobies. It's so stupid. Nobody likes this. This is not fun. And then they'd be screaming the lyrics to Wagon Wheel. Ooh. And it would make me want to blow my brains out. And they'd play, he'd play the music so loud, like the glasses in the on the, in the,
oh, in the
cupboard would like be rattling and touching each other, like rattling. Yeah.
No,
it was that loud. So I'd bang on the floor and I'd go down and ask him to turn it down. And he'd be like, oh, okay. And then slam the door in my face. And then he'd turn it down, but not enough to, like, just enough where it's still loud, but not as obscenely loud as it was before.
Yeah.
And then I can hear them yell, oh, dude, I love this song. Turn it up.
Oh, no.
And I went back down and I was like, dude, turn it down. Like, down. Turn it down. He's like, I thought I did. I'm like, I don't think you understand. I can hear you say turn it up and then turn it up. Did you know that sound travels? You ass. Oh.
I mean, I think these are legitimate ways to get a nemesis. It's certainly...
If it was... the way I'm going to get a nemesis is someone who, like, chews with their mouth open, for sure. Anything with sound, I will lose my mind.
For a while, I didn't... I knew my nemesis's car, because they used to park in my favorite spot outside my apartment. And
that was, oh, you did, but you didn't, never knew their face?
I never knew their face. And then I got rid of my car. And then one day it was this guy, it was like a husband and wife and they're like newborn. And I was like, oh, I can't hate you now. Ugh. But also I'd gotten rid of my car. So it was easy to like him now. And now when I see his car, I'm like, oh, that's my buddy. Yeah, okay. I don't think he knows who I am.
So yeah. You have like a whole relationship with these people in your head and they have no idea who you are. Did you used to fake sleep in the car as a kid so that when you got home, your parents had to carry you into bed?
I think I used to legitimately fall asleep.
Oh, I did that too, but...
Maybe. I mean, probably. Sounds like something I would do.
I just enjoyed not having to walk. Or, like, get ready for bed. I like just being, like, picked up, dumped in my bed.
Sounds like something I probably knew I could pull off.
I also like not having to engage in conversation by falling asleep. Apparently as a kid, like when I was like 2, my parents and my brother would be in the living, like the family room watching television.
Uh-huh.
And then someone would go, where's Tess? And they'd be like, I think she just went to bed. I just put myself to bed at like 2 years old.
You've been 90 your whole life.
I think she just went to her room.
No, I didn't. I feel like I never, when I was younger, I wasn't particularly enthused about going to bed early, but now it's like crack.
I was like, wait, I get to stop hanging out with you guys?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I'm an only child, so, like, my parents were the coolest people I knew for a really long time.
Your mom is cool.
My mom is cool. Yes, that too. But, like, I named my shoes, and I gave them different, like, I would talk to my shoes, you know? Like, they were, like, this was the red pair of tennis shoes that I had. They're essentially like these Vans that I have now, but red. And then mm-hmm. I would name them Freddy. So I could be like, are you ready, Freddy? And like,
oh,
crack
boy.
Myself up.
That was my grandma's name was Fred and my Winifred. And they called my grandpa called her Freddy.
See?
Freddy, and they'd say, ready, Freddy.
And there
she
you go.
Hated it.
Well, these shoes were red, so it was glamour.
Made sense. You were punny from the beginning.
From the jump.
Right, from the get-go.
Yeah, and then I had these, my school shoes, which I did not like, so I called them, I think I named them Veronica, because I used to read Archie comics.
And Veronica and you hated Veronica? Hilarious. I don't remember much from being a kid, but I'm starting to get good anecdotes from my parents. I don't know why they never told me any of these earlier.
What's a good one you heard recently?
My parents thought that I was... cheating at school because I never had homework. And some other parents were like, some other parents of kids in my class were talking to my parents and they were like, how is Tess handling all of this homework? Like, my son comes home and he has like hours of homework to do, and I like, we help him, and he's just spending so much time on homework. And they're like, Tess never has homework. What is she doing? So they thought I was cheating, and then they asked me about it. They're like, how do you never have homework? And I'm like, well, I do my science homework in math class, and then in math class, and then in math class I do, like, a science class, I do my math homework, and then at lunch I get it, like, at lunch I do some other homework, and then I get it done on the bus. And then I don't have homework. Because the rule was you had to have your homework done to watch television. And I was like, oh, that's why I was so good at school.
I really loved television.
I just wanted to watch television.
Well, there, I mean, it worked as a motivating factor, so kudos to your parents.
That is my origin story. She couldn't watch television until she did her homework.
And then she became a genius.
It also wasn't that hard. That kid was a dummy.
Well, there you go. How about you? How about Timmy tries not to be a fucking idiot, huh, Carol?
My parents knew that too. They were like, that kid's an idiot. Like, well, your kid's kind of an idiot.
Oh, man. No, I feel like our home routine, and my mom's the best. So we would come home. At one point, there was a carpool system with all the Haitian moms at our elementary school, mm-hmm. To the point where my mom actually considered getting a minivan.
Just for the
cause I'm her only child, but she always had to like cram like six kids in her little, like, she had an old ass Acura. I think she had an Acura Integra, the one that kind of looks like a DeLorean. Yeah, can't fit a lot of people in there, but mm-mm. if they're all like 2 feet tall, then they can pile,
right? Safe.
And so, yeah, totally safe. And so we would get home, and then I don't know. We have class. We get home. It's maybe a half hour drive. And we get to the house. And she'd be like, all right, you guys can take a 15-minute break. And I was like, fuck, yes. And then I remember I said, I just assumed it was the norm. And then I went to somebody's house. And I was like, we should take a 15-minute break. And they were like, from what? And I was like, from the day? You know? Just like, really? I was like, don't you guys? And I was like, oh, my poor mother. Like, she just.
From what?
From what? You're seven. From what? And then, but yeah, like, during the 15-minute break, like, my mom would go to her room and just, like, kind of, like, decompress while we, I don't know, shot the shit for 15 minutes. And then that was her, like, time to catch a breather.
That's smart.
Yeah. But now I implement 15-minute breaks for fucking nothing all the time.
Oh, yeah. From what? From breathing. From it fucking existing all of the time.
Just give me 15 minutes.
It's exhausting. You can never just, like, press pause. Like, there's no, like, Sabrina the Teenage Witch just, like, freeze time for a second.
Yeah.
There's no break at any time. Time just keeps fucking moving. There is all, it's right now.
Right okay. now. All right. It's okay. We're good. We're good. We're good. We, you know, we could take, but she turned that to her advantage. She was like, you know what? Time might keep going, but I'm not for the next 15 minutes. You
but
fucker.
That's time. It's fine.
And then she would make us shakes. She would, bananas and milk and ice. And then we would have milkshakes.
I was thinking this morning about how I wish Elizabeth Simone was coming because she's delightful. Also because that milkshake was super good.
Well, we can double up on guests and shit. Oh, by the way, we have to announce to you guys, the world, our listeners, that we're gonna switch up our guest pattern a little bit. And instead of doing 1 week on, 1 week off, we're gonna do two consecutive guests. It's a two-one. Two guests, one episode just Tess and Dom. Two guests, one episode just you guys. Get it?
Yeah,
it'll be great. We have, I forget who we have after Ash Fisher. Mary.
Right.
Yeah. So our next two guests are gonna be Ash Fisher and Mary Bushy, and they're both phenomenal and super sweet, and it'll be great. And then it'll be just the two of us geniuses again.
Right.
Yeah. So that'll be great. You've been forewarned.
Everyone can look forward to new pictures as well.
Oh, yeah. We did a photo shoot yesterday. That was fun.
I'm sure everyone is buckling their seatbelts for that.
It's okay. I'm still short enough that we might still put the title above my head and next to Tessa's face. Depending.
Yeah, probably. Where else would it go?
We could put it like across
on our faces.
Bodies. I don't know. We have one picture of our shoes.
Don't hide this. Don't cover this up, except with clothing, because that's
how we do.
What society does.
Yes.
Demands.
Yes. Good shit. Well, we're gonna play a song, and then we have some other shit to catch up on or just talk about. We'll talk to you in a minute, man.
Thank you.
have something else we can talk about too.
Okay, okay. We were going to talk about two things, but what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
I mean, it's not that exciting.
Well, now I'm excited. Okay, I'm not excited.
A friend from college plays guitar in this woman's band, and they were in town. Her first album just came out.
Right, you invited me to see her.
Yeah, it was on Wednesday.
Oh, fuck.
And it was really good.
I'm sorry I missed that. I really wanted to go to that.
NBD.
Well, no, I didn't realize it was this week. Otherwise, I definitely would have gone. I wasn't doing anything on Wednesday.
It was really good.
Shit.
Like, I'd seen her before, and I've listened to the album a bunch. Cause yeah.
You've played it.
What?
You've played it.
Here?
Maybe not on the show. Maybe it was, like, when we were in my car or something.
Oh, so yeah, probably. Yeah, the full album came out, and then, I don't know. The show was really good. Everyone should go see Adia Victoria and download.
Yay!
Beyond the Bloodhounds. I'm gonna play. I'll close out with a.
There we go.
An Adia song.
There we go. It'll be great.
It was so good. I was like, everyone was just mesmerized. She's great.
It sounds like it was a fun show. Shit, man. The next time, if she's here on a weekend, we could have her on because we.
Oh yeah.
So, fun fact, when we started this podcast, we were like, we don't even exclusively have to talk to comedians. Turns out the only people we know are comedians.
Right. I don't know. I've only met her once.
Okay.
I don't know her at all.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah. We can
fuck it. I mean, not that you guys know this because you haven't been here, but we have, there's a stage in this studio. So, if we invited somebody and they wanted to do a live performance, that's something we could do.
That'd be cool.
Theoretically. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, she was on like Tiny Desk Concert at NPR, so I feel like maybe she's not, you know.
You don't think she'd want to come to this empty studio that leaves roaches on tables?
Nah.
There's
a big butt on here.
Doobies. Okay, but you did this weird like Fight Club-y shit. Is that something that you did this week?
That was last week I went to Hood Slam, and it was.
What is Hood Slam?
Dope. It's underground wrestling in Oakland, like quote unquote underground. I can't explain. It was just perfect.
Okay.
Like,
okay. Okay. Since you, how about contextual questions? Is it in a public place?
Yes. Does it fit in the bread box? No.
Okay. It does not fit in a bread box. Do people dress up?
The wrestlers, yeah. It's like WWE, but just local.
Holy shit.
And way more outlandish because you don't have to follow any, like, FCC rules.
So, do you mean by that people actually beat the shit out of each other?
No, I mean that a character's name was Drugs Bunny, and he just, like, did a bunch of coke. Oh, fake coke, but...
Drugs Bunny.
And they swear all the time, and, like, it's awesome because I like hardcore shit, but I don't like how physical it gets. Like, right. I like mosh pitting. Also, Diarrhea Planet, this Nashville band, had their TV debut this week, and it was so good.
I've heard you talk about them since I've met you. You love them.
Oh yeah, they're great.
Yay. Okay, well, I'm happy for you for them.
it's like they're a 6-piece band. They have 4 guitars. And each one of them soloed, and it's so cute. Like, they just have so much fun. It was great. Yeah. So, I love that shit, where it's controlled chaos. Like, white people chaos. Like, upper middle class white people chaos. Controlled chaos.
Things Susan would like with her white wine.
Right, yeah. No. No.
No. Susan would be appalled, you guys.
Yeah, no, it's like...
Susan is not a fan.
It's awesome because it's sometimes intense and everyone's like jacked up and into it and adrenaline's going and you're watching people quote unquote fight each other. But like no one's pushing and shoving or getting all that excited. Like you're super pumped and jumping up and down, but you're watching this thing and like,